Blog Talk Radio.
They say this mountain can't be.
That's what they say.
They say these chains will never break. But they don't know you like we do.
They don't know you like we do.
There is power in your name. We've heard that there is no way through. We've heard the tide will never change. They haven't seen what you can do. There is power in your name. So much power in your name.
We believe, Lord. We trust. You are the way. Now we're going to believe for it, because you said it. I believe it because you said it.
Can you help me sing? I believe you said.
believe it. Because you said it, I believe. Because you said it, I believe it. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, daughter of saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill, who should be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and we'll get more into the lesson. Hallelujah.
Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from Psalms 91 and verse 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today once again thanking you for another day, Father God. Thanking you, Father God, for our pastor who teaches the word. Thanking you for the listeners, those that called in and those that are listening by internet. Father God, we just ask that you will open up our hearts and our minds to receive this word, Father God. And Lord, be with all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. You know their hearts and their hearts' desire, what they're going through, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will bless. Be with all those that are sick and shut in. For you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. So, Father God, we ask that you will bless those that are asking for prayer for their family members, for their children, grandchildren. And, Lord, Father God, we ask that you will grant it and let your will be done. Lord, we ask that you will be with all those, Father God, who are bereaved today, Father God. We know it's a hard time. But we know you'll give them a peace of mind because you said in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Be with those that are going through, Father God. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God. You said in your word, you will never leave us nor forsake us. So, Father God, we ask that you would just bless each and every one, Father God, as we all grow closer to you, Father God, and continue to be with our pastor as you use him mightily, Father God. And we bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against him as he teaches this word, Father God. Once again, help us to receive it. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And we put ourselves in agreement with that prayer. Awesome. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. I just want to remind everyone, we're talking about where is your faith? Where is your faith? Along with trusting God with your whole heart, soul, mind. And in order to trust God, you need to trust him for everything. Trust him for your righteousness. Don't have your own righteousness. Trust him for his kind of love. Don't have your kind of love. You had the kind of love that he said to have. We got to trust him for everything. Trust, even when it comes to our faith, we got to trust him based on his kind of faith. Yesterday in Luke 8 and 25 was one of our scriptures. It says, and I'll read it from the King James Version. I'm just going to read the 25th verse. Yesterday, I know we went through the whole thing, and we, you know, we just led by the Lord, whatever he said to do. We don't mind doing and we're obedient to the Spirit. In Luke 8, 25, it reads, like this, it says, and he said unto them, where is your faith? Mm-hmm. And they began being afraid, wondering, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and the waters, and they obeyed him.
Amen, amen. Praise God from the Message Bible. Then he said to his disciples, why can't you trust me? They were in absolute awe, staggered and stammering. Who is this anyway? He calls out to the wind and sea, and they do what he tells them. Amen.
Amen. So see, that ties in with our foundational scripture, trusting in the Lord with all of thine heart. Not some of it, all of it. Trusting with everything. Everything. Mm-hmm. Even your worship. God will tell you how to worship. See, to trust God is to trust his word.
Amen.
See, so to trust his word is to trust God, because God and his word is the same. So he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. How you do that? By trusting his word, by whatever his word say. Like over there in John 4, God said that. Jesus said this. This is what God is looking for. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, this is what God is looking for. Somebody to worship him, not in Jerusalem, not over there in Jerusalem, not in the mountain. Don't want nobody up in the mountain. He says, matter of fact, I'm looking for somebody to worship me right now, not in the building, not in the building, but I want somebody to worship me in spirit and in truth. Trust him. Trust him like that. To worship him. Some people never done that. And I was shocked. I'm going to be honest with you. I was literally shocked. Some people have never just worshiped God in spirit and in truth. Well, how you do
have
that?
Mercy.
I'm glad you asked. You trust by worshiping him in his word, by coming together with him in his word.
Yes.
What I'd expect out of that. And we was talking about righteousness, trusting God for his righteousness. There's an unlimited righteousness that God give us. Unlimited righteousness. Everybody else was kind of, what you want to say, they was limited when it comes to righteousness. You know why? Because their righteousness was not in Christ. All the Old Testament prophets, yes, including Abraham, including Joshua, they were all limited to righteousness.
Come
it
on,
had to
come
be
on,
appointed unto them for righteousness. Read Romans 4. Yeah. And we're going to get to the text here in a moment. I just want to tell you, brother and sister, how important it is and how beautiful it is. We have righteousness by trusting God. Let me share something. Pastor said something a moment ago. I thought about what the word said. And we're going to get into that in a moment. But let me tell you, in the word of God, and I hope don't nobody be offended, but I'm going to tell you, in Isaiah 26:3, I'm going to ask the pastor to find that. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace. That's what the word of God says. Whose mind is stayed on him. Well, how your mind going to stay on him? By staying in the word of God. And then he answers it by saying, because he trusts in him. That's how you got perfect peace, because you trusted in him. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't fear. No, these disciples, well, I'm going to let Pastor read that first, and then we'll finish it up.
So reading from the King James, Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Amen.
Yeah. So, see, to get that perfect peace because you trust in him, your mind stayed on him.
Yes,
because, see, your mind is always on the Word of God. You live in the Word of God. You abide in the Word of God. When you think of stuff, it's about the Word of God. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he will keep you in perfect peace. Now, you'll have some peace. You just don't won't have the perfect peace. See, the perfect peace comes because you kept your mind on the Word of God. Say it one
Hallelujah.
More time, guys. You kept
Hallelujah.
Your mind on the Word of God. Uh-huh. That's what happened. You kept your mind on the Word of God.
Yeah.
How else you going to keep your mind on the Lord?
Mm-hmm. Come on now. Make it plain.
Yeah. See, it's Joshua 1 and 8. You know, let me tell you, day and night, two times, day and night. If whatever comes up, the first thing you're going to go to is the Word of God. Because you trust the Word of God. That's what you trust. You done put it all in God's hands. You believe in that.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the only fear I have is to fear to get out of the will of God. That's my biggest fear. It's to get out of the will of God. Outside of the will of God, there's nothing I want. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Everything
Praise
I
God.
Want is in His will. I want His will to be done in my life.
Yeah.
And in His will, God is there. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing. For God has sworn to keep in His will. God didn't say
this.
I didn't say this. He says, if I am out of His will, if you're listening at it like I'm hearing it, if I'm out of the will of God, that's not that really that don't even matter. But if I'm in His will, He's sworn to keep me. He gonna keep me if I stay in His will. See, getting out of the will of God don't even matter. It's staying in His will. Well, how you do that? You stay in the Word of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, I don't have to tell you He's able. I mean, I can tell you right now He's able. I got some witnesses in here will tell you He's
Hallelujah.
Able. I don't have to go to Daniel 3:17 where the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego where say He's able.
Yes.
And if not,
Hallelujah.
Know it unto you that we'll still not serve your God because we know He's able.
Hallelujah.
Paul said he's more than able to do more than we can even think or ask.
Yes,
Hallelujah. About this, but I'm really afraid, and the only thing I'm really afraid of is getting out the will of God. Don't nothing else bother me. I just want to stay in His will, because I know if I stay in His will, whatever I ask, He said, "Oh, you worried about catching this? I ain't worried about catching nothing. Anything
Hallelujah.
Me, I'm in God's will."
Hallelujah.
You don't
Hallelujah.
Ever want to be outside of His will, because if you're in His will, He's going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
so
why
not being outside of God's will and then people speak all these curses on you? They don't worry about that garbage.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Stay in His will, bless God.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah.
But I tell you, I just get carried away. This text says, and He said unto them, where is your faith? Wow. And the Bible says, and they being afraid, wondering, saying, they was afraid. What are you afraid of? Perfect love casts out all fear.
Amen.
Yeah. If you're in the Word of God, you're not fearful of anything. Not fearful of no diabetes or no cancer or whatever folks say. You ain't fearful of that.
Amen.
You're in the will of God, man.
Hallelujah.
Let me share this with you, God, because going forward, the Word of God, or if I say the Word of the Lord, should be the final authority. go ahead on and make sure that his word is the final authority in 2023. That's what God done put in my spirit. You let the word of God dominate you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let it take you over. You live in that word. You abide in that word. You can't get out of it. You can't go nowhere. It's nowhere else for you to go.
Mm.
But the word of God. So in 2023, the Lord saying, let my word be the final authority.
Hallelujah.
You're going to look stronger. You're going to be stronger. You're going to look better.
Hallelujah.
God can really groom you. See, God can groom you according to his word. Remember, we all are to be living epistles, and that's what God's doing. He's making a bunch of people who are believers, not anybody, but believers.
Yeah.
He's grooming them to be living epistles that was not written with him, but written with his spirit. We are living words. That's what God wants us to be.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. That is his will for us. In 2023, we are being groomed to be living epistles, the living word. And in order for that to happen, you got to trust God. You got to trust his word, not just trust in terms of people say trust. Listen, brother and sister, I'm talking about when having trust in God means you have victory.
Hallelujah.
Trust in God.
Hallelujah.
And living in God's word. Now, this going to blow your mind. And I'll probably debate anybody with this if it's necessary. I'll debate you. I don't have a problem with it. But I'm going to tell you something. If you'll abide in that word, if you're living that word day and night, if you'll do what we just read a moment ago, you're going to live in victory. You're going to live in truth. You'll literally be able to say, I'm the truth. Because you're living in the truth. You're going to speak the truth. God done put it in my spirit to make sure I tell everyone that's in the year 2023, you make God the final authority. When it comes to love, your love is going to be predicated on the word of God. Enough of this foolishness. When it comes to faith, your faith is going to be predicated on the word of God.
Going forward now.
Go ahead on and download that in your spirit. If you have a download in your spirit, you may have something messing it up right now and you can't get it up in there, but the first chance you get, you download that in your spirit. That, hey, in 2023, you know, I was talking to Brother Robinson yesterday. I'm going to share this with you guys. When we got through talking, God told me, he said, you know what? It ain't what you used to do. It's what you do for me lately. We were talking about coaches and stuff like that, you know. Brother, sister, I just want to be honest with you. This is a different gospel than what your grandmama had, what your granddad.
All right.
They're playing a totally different game out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's called maturity.
Yeah.
It means growth. You can't have the gospel that your grandmama and granddaddy had when they were beside the tree and they were begging for this and that. God then gave us everything pertaining to holiness and to his righteousness. And he's given us. So there's a lot of stuff you used to pray for. We don't have to pray for now. I told somebody this the other day, and it's probably debatable. But you don't have to pray for faith. Oh, Pastor, I'm telling you, you don't have to pray for faith. Don't ever, going forward, you don't have to. I know what comes to mind. Because you probably think about the disciples when they said, increase our faith. They didn't pray for it, but that's what they said. Remember the man brought his son to the master and said, Lord, help thou my unbelief. I get all of that, brother and sister, but I don't think that our unbelief needs any special help. The devil is, I'm just going to put it this way, the devil is our only help in that regard. He wants us to have that attitude because he don't want you to believe. This is about believing. Remember what Jesus said in Mark 9:23? All things are possible to him that believe, not to him that pray. And let me tell you what that Greek word means. That Greek word means believer. It said believeth. That's what it said. But then I looked it up in the New American Standard, in the God's Word, and in the Messenger Bible. Let me tell you what that word believing, what it means, belief, believeth. It means a believing one, not a praying one, a believing one. Then all things are possible to the believer. It's the only one that's going to be possible to is for the believers. See, the Jews were not believers. Don't let folks fool you now. The Jews were not believers. They were no real believers, as we understand Scripture now, or that term believe, until the day of Pentecost. It's when we had real believers. The disciples were called believers. Go look it up. I promise you, my just as good as yours. So all Jesus urged the Jews to believe him because they were God's covenant people. And that's why I urge church boys, I urge people who claim that they are of the faith and be a believer.
Amen.
Live in doubt. I look at the generation now. These generations, they believe in doubt. Remember what Jesus said over there in John 6:47? I mean, you do understand when he said, verily, verily, or truly, 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 truly. He was trying to tell you the truth. I say unto you, he that believeth has eternal life. You can't pray eternal life. You got to believe it. You got to believe for it.
Yeah.
Believer has the double portion. When you're a believer, you get double portion. The believer is a possessor or an owner of what he believes, because he decreed it and declared, and he's standing on. And ain't nothing been changed his mind. I don't care about no wind coming. I don't care about no storm coming. He's standing on it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So you
see, hallelujah.
You see the disciples apart from being a believer. They asked, well, why can we cast out devils? Because they didn't believe. The only reason you're not casting out devils is because you don't believe. And then when you start believing in the Word of God and you start seeing this stuff, so when you get over there and you begin to read, what was that? In Luke 8. When you get over there and you start reading that stuff and you start believing, you can see why Jesus did it. It was real easy. One more thing I'm going to leave you with before I leave. Because the believer is truly a possessor. And that's the part when I read it, I really got a great understanding. See, when you're a believer, you done possess that thing. You got it. Because your faith out there, you acting on the Word of God, man. Mark 11:23-24 is whatever you're saying, don't doubt, but believe what you say is going to come to pass. You're going to have what you say. So the scripture is not to a believer, a child of God. It was a message to God's covenant people. That's what this is about. It's about where is your faith. But why would Jesus ask that question? He expected them to have faith. He expected them to use faith. Just like he expected them, he expected us. You ain't got away with nothing. Well, I'm not a preacher. God didn't think about that. Because you're not claiming your ministry. Well, that's for the poor pit. See, that's a bunch of hogwash, too. Stop listening
all right,
to lies.
Come on,
God expects all of us to be believers. There's no big eyes and ears used with God.
Amen.
I know when these people build buildings, they make a big platform because they want to be higher than everybody else. They put the choir up there. Mm. They put the preacher up there. Everybody get up there. It's awesome. People at the lower par, they ain't, well, they okay, but they ain't what we are up there. That's the way they look at it. See, that's not how God sees things. When he went to the upper room, watch this. Everybody went to the upper room.
All right. All right. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, this is the part where anybody have anything they want to say, press one and we'll listen to you and we'll just anything you have to say, just press one. Hallelujah. Sister Rose, we thank her for being on the broadcast. Sister Evangelist oh wow. That's my brother Robinson.
Amen.
I'll never forget he told us that it was good. That's the way the word of God has to be to you. They have to be better than camel soup to you. They have to be good. Every time taste
Amen.
It. Gotta taste that stuff.
Amen. Yeah.
Anyone else have any comments? Anything you want to share? Okay.
Praise God. Praise God.
Tomorrow is
just
thankful person.
Yes, it is. Amen.
And now we're looking for everyone to come tomorrow and see you for thankful person.